Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
We've been trying to reach Chris Russell for a while. He was unreachable. We've determined we think it may have been an afternoon delight situation, but the good news now,
oh Lord,
we have reached Chris Russell. It's high noon in the District of Columbia.
Hello, what kind of shirt you have on?
Hello, boys. How are we?
We want to know what color shirt you're wearing.
Where are you, dude?
I am on 395 heading towards the radio station.
Are your windows down?
Are your windows down?
No, I'm on speakerphone though on my Bluetooth, but I can hardly hear you guys. So
that's because
what Landfill's got to do to boost you guys up, but I can hardly hear you.
That's because you're on that damn speakerphone.
All right, we're gonna persevere, Chris. How are you? How are things?
Things have been better. I'll talk to you guys in person about that. But,
okay.
All right, things have been better.
We don't often want to do this with you, but we actually want to talk football.
Yes, correct. I mean, I feel like I haven't been in the good graces of B. Mitch and Finley lately. It's been a while since we've connected.
Well, Russo, we just don't see you most time.
Yeah, dude, we haven't seen you in a while.
True.
We miss you.
That's true.
You know, if JP sees you, he just drags you on air.
That's accurate.
That's true. You guys are in Ashburn a lot, so.
I was made aware of a take you had from none other than Eric Bickle this morning. And he said, I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll let you explain it. But give
yes,
us
please.
Your latest theory on Terry's injury.
Yeah. And listen, it's only a theory. I don't know anything, okay? Besides just trying to use common sense, logic, what have you, which I know is not going to mix well with certain personalities. I get it. But my thing was, I think Terry's legitimately injured. I would never question that. I do believe that Terry in the past has fought through injuries to get on the field and to stay on the field and persevered and put his body in probably harm's way, danger, whatever you want to call it, right? I mean, he missed a game in 2020 and then returned for that division clincher in Philadelphia. Like, I got it. It's not like he's never missed a game before. He missed a couple of games in his rookie season. It's not like he's never missed games before, but my theory is that he is listening to his body more and not pushing it and not maybe trying to run through a brick wall and maybe trying to overextend his body because he stood on his reliability, his availability, his dependability as a big reason why he wanted the big multi 30-plus million dollar salary that others got and that the market kind of sort of dictated. And he fought through it, and all of their public statements were about his availability and dependability and this, that, and the other thing. And now that didn't exactly get rewarded the way he wanted it, I wonder if he's just listening to his body more and saying, hey, I'm not 100%. I'm not going to run through a brick wall. I'm going to get right. And I understand there's incentives in the deal and all that stuff. I got it. He's guaranteed money this year and next year. This isn't about, you know, even 2 years from now when he's not guaranteed money. This is about, hey, man, I don't want to go back after a week or two and pop something else and compromise something else and make it worse. I'm going to listen to my body and I'm going to really take care of my body so that when I feel I'm 100% or close to, I can go back. And I'm not going to push it like I maybe used to push it because that wasn't appreciated the way I thought it should be.
Do you not think it's just because it's a quad that could completely shut him down and That could be a whole year thing that he decides, I'm going to wait till this thing works. Because you can mess with certain injuries, ankles and stuff like that you can mess with. When it's a quad, you don't want to mess around with that.
Yeah, I mean, you played at a high level. I never played. I'm a dopey radio host, okay? So, I'm with you on that. I don't know the exact nature of the injury, and I don't know how much they know it. Even at this point, remember they had all sorts of different opinions, and it was a quad, that it was a hip flexor, that it was a hip, potential surgery, all this stuff. I'm guessing they have a better idea of it now than they did maybe 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago. I don't know. And you're right. I mean, it could be just, hey, I'm close, but I'm not close enough. I don't know. I'm just wondering if last year, if this exact injury would have happened, if Terry would have burned a hole through a brick wall to get back on the field because, again, he knew he was coming up on a contract and he was trying to get that big, big, big bag of cash. And quite honestly, he got some cash. He got some guarantee, but he didn't get anywhere near the guarantee he wanted or was looking for, or even the market would dictate, quite honestly.
All right. You are a friend of mine, okay?
So you think I'm full of baloney?
I think
not something else.
I think at best it's a big old reach. I just think you're wrong. I have zero, and you put the work in. Like, you know Terry, you've talked to him, you've seen what he's done. I don't find this at all credible, your theory. And like, knowing the way Dan Quinn has forced guys to stay down even when they want to play, I think it's far more the organization being careful than it is Terry's unwillingness to push. I categorically reject the theory.
You could be totally right. And let me be clear. I'm not saying unwillingness to push, but there is a difference. There could be a layer of, hey, man, I was willing to push at 90% last year. Maybe I'm not this year. You know, I got to listen to my body. I've got to put me first and not make it worse. Again, people are using this as a conspiracy theory that Terry is mad and Terry
who is people
faking an injury.
Who is people?
That's not what this is about.
But what I'll say this about this, Chris, and it's something I say about everybody. We have to be careful as radio hosts when we go out with these hypotheticals and we say we don't know. You know how many people are going to take it as facts? Because when we say it, they don't.
Yeah, which is exactly why I didn't want this to blow up the way it has. But
maybe don't say it.
I realize that, like, what happened? I'll just peel back the curtain. I had this theory and I bounced it off of Grant Paulson like a week ago, and he was like fascinated by it, and it's just blown up out of weird proportion. I said it off the air. You guys know we say things off the air that we can't exactly say on the air. I'm not doing anything illegal here.
So who said it first?
Crazy.
Who said it on air? First on air?
Controversial theory.
But who said it on air?
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Well, Grant brought me on to parade me on about it, and then that led to the Junkies, or then Grant doubled down on it 2 days ago, and that led, or yesterday I guess it was, and now it's the Junkies, and now it's you guys. And I'm cool with that. I love all of you. I'm going to take the heat for this. Let me be clear. I love Terry McLaurin. I think if there's anybody that embodies, like, what it's like to be, you know, a commander, as Adam Peters likes to say, and all that, it's Terry McLaurin. I don't think you're doing anything wrong by listening to your body. And maybe it is the team more than Terry. I don't know. But I don't think you're doing anything wrong listening to your body and saying, hey, you know what? I used to go 110%. I'm going to dial it back now a little bit because it could lead to further injury. And it's already proven that my reliability, my dependability, my availability, it was not appreciated the way I thought it would. And again, that's where I get into this tricky slope of, you know, like, it makes it sound like Terry is I don't know.
But the way I look at it is this. I look at it like this, okay, Chris. What if you do get older and you say, okay, I'm not going to try to push this like I did when I was younger just because you're now more mature? It's not anything to do with the money. You have to be careful.
Okay.
When you come up with a theory, if someone wants to just run with your theory to the air, you have to be in control of your theory and say, you know what? I don't want to do that. Because a lot of people will take people's theory to go to the air to perpetuate and push their narrative. Okay? You see what I'm saying? So I think ultimately anybody that try to say what they think a player is thinking when they've never been in that situation, you're losing your you're reaching for straws. You know what I mean? Like
I got you. And I realize how bad this kind of looks, that this was my private thoughts, I guess. Because I know Terry is tough as nails, right? I got it. But I also can't overlook that he made a contractual stand based on.
All right, but can I counter?
He made a contractual stand based off of what the going rate is for where receivers
and going
are.
Into
not go, because he played hurt.
He made a contractual stand because he didn't have guaranteed money on this year's deal. That's why he made a contractual stand. I'd also point out that after the Raiders game, there was real talk of him needing surgery. Like, he had to go to multiple doctors to get this thing checked out. If that's the case, I don't think missing two games is even remotely suggestive of a player that's considering all of his options. 2 weeks ago, the conversation was, oh, hell, does he need sports hernia surgery? You know what I mean?
I get it. And again, guys, I'm not telling you I know anything here. I'm just, you know, and maybe, again, I should have put a lid on this and a private conversation shouldn't have essentially played out on radio. I got it. I understand. But I can't tell you that that's not what my brain thought of and has rationalized because, and the way I do it, okay, again, I'll just say this is, you know, we're all human beings, right? The brain works in mysterious ways. And I always say, like, I used to work 90 hours a week trying to cover this team and do everything and break every story. And, you know, I think I did a reasonably good job. I don't do that anymore. There's lots of reasons why I don't do that anymore, but I don't do it anymore. So maybe, like, be, like, brought up the point, as you get older, you get wiser. And maybe that's the same thing for me. Maybe that's the same thing for Terry. Maybe I went too far just trying to connect the dots between what he stood for in his contract negotiation and what the agent and what the reports mentioned about really valuing his as to why they should pay him the money he was asking for. So maybe I took a leap that I shouldn't have taken. I'll raise my right hand and say, you know what? If that makes me a bad person, that makes me a bad person.
Lanfield, do you want to respond to Chris?
I don't think you're a bad person.
I don't think you're
Chris.
A bad person.
I'm going to just say this.
I think it's a flawed theory.
And this is one thing and JP knows. I know a lot of stuff. But if I don't know it factually, I don't report it to nobody that wants to put it on air that may benefit them. I will keep it to myself, or I will tell people that understand this is my thoughts. This is not a fact. People that want to run on the air without a fact, they're BSers, straight up.
Yeah,
you gotta be careful with that.
I got you, B. And I understand and I appreciate that. And, you know, here's one thing that I would say. I should have done a better job and controlled the narrative, if you will. And I've always said, hey, man, this is my theory, not what I know. And there is a difference. But you're right. People are going to take it, you know, whatever way they want. People are going to get mad at me, yell at me, whatever. Terry might even get mad at me. I don't know. But, you know, the And I love Terry. Again, let me just be clear. But, you know, people like Landfill are probably going to use me as a punching bag here because they want to see me suffer and they want to see me get, you know, made fun of, and they want me to be the butt of controversy. And I allowed it. I allowed it. I'm sorry. You know, I'll say that. I wish it didn't blow up. I wish it would have kind of stayed private and I didn't agree to making this a public thing. It was just a theory. It was just a thought. Again, maybe it was complete bull, you know what, but it is what it is.
Landini, do you want to respond as you laugh maniacally in the aquarium?
I'm just saying the mind of Chris Russell is a terrifying place.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that, Landfill. I mean, I am scarred from working in this business and this industry and from covering this organization for 16 years. So I don't disagree with you on that.
Many people are.
Thank you, Chris.
I love
we'll see you,
guys,
soon.
But, you know. All right.
Hey, Chris, bring some
Thank
food
you.
When you come
yeah,
in,
bring
man.
Bring some food.
Since you show up when our food normally come.
I have some leftover salad and Chinese food. You want to
We don't want no leftovers.
Hold on.
We don't know how long your leftovers are.
Yo, if I may, real quick, stay on the line, Roos. Brendan Dar worked with us for years.
Oh, God.
Brendan Dar, known to be a pretty snarky fella.
Yeah.
Rooster, he just tweeted me this. Rooster, in a wind tunnel, complaining about traffic and his life, spouting off a conspiracy theory, then blaming Grant Paulson for it becoming public, only to back down when B. Mitch says quads are a tough recovery, is exactly how I thought this call would go.
Yeah. Brendan Dar is, he's a little bit of a conspiracy theorist. He's just mad that, you know, like that I'm, I guess, getting some run here and that, you know, he's not. I that's the nicest thing I can say. I don't know. I mean, the bottom line is I wasn't looking for run here. I've got enough problems in my world that I don't need any extra exposure. But, you know, I'm sure the phone will be ringing from somebody over on the other side at some point as soon as they listen to some of this nonsense.
I'm sure it'll be an easy day for your mentions, Roost. It's at WrestleMania 100?
621.
At WrestleMania 621.
At WrestleMania 100, yeah.
Let them know how you feel. All right, enjoy the leftover salad, Chris. Good luck on the highway.
Hi, Roos.
Thank you. It's Chris Mad Dog Russo, by the way.
Goodbye. That's Chris Russell. And Brian, I don't like to speak for you, but I believe I'm willing to in this case. The B. Mitch and Finley program categorically denies Chris Russell's theory. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.